three boys on trips alone with her.
Okay.
And she's taken all three of them with her on a couple of occasions. All five of us went to Washington, D.C. in 97. Four of the five of us went to New York in 98.
Mm.
And we all went to Europe. Once.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the last time. All those seasons.
Was it problematic, was it?
Ooh, we had some very interesting experiences.
Uh-oh.
Which are not done by stories.
No, that's right.
Some other time.
Yeah.
Oh. But we've traveled a fair bit.
Mm-hmm.
We go spend a week at a camp in the state of Washington every summer. Gone to the Bay Area a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the Ashland Shakespeare Festival.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We've only missed 1 year in the last 6 or 7.
Great.
Our house is in demand at folk festival time here.
Oh.
Because we have friends who come to Vancouver from Seattle,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes relatives from Portland. Susan has a sister in Port McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
People frequently camp here.
Oh, yeah.
In order to go down to the folk festival.
That's great, isn't it?
It's a nice event.
Mm-hmm. That's super. Well, we have gone for a fair amount here, and I don't want to tire you or anything.
Okay.
But I think we've covered most of the things I wanted to cover. Let's see. Nobody attends church in your family?
We used to go to the Unitarian Church. We're still members, but we don't get there very often.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You remember Harold?
Oh, yes. I saw him the other day.
He's still there, going
yes,
strong.
Yes, still going strong. It's a music club that they have.
I'm not sure, but he may be older than my parents.
I don't know. He's 80-something.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
I've often been to him occasionally.
Yeah, gets everywhere by bus.
Anyway, we joined there probably about the time we moved to Dunbar.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 6-7 years, we've been fairly infrequent attenders.
Yeah.
Church. So church is out.
Church is out, yeah. Yeah, we have we have topics on architecture, but that wouldn't be necessarily what I would ask you, except maybe if you have an architect design it. Yeah.
We few things. The house is roughly a 1920 vintage,
mm-hmm.
20s vintage house, which had been changed internally, but very little externally. As when we moved in, we are not great visionaries when it comes to modifications.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in a house on the North Shore for years, which was in dire need of work, and we never did anything. But when we moved in here, we initially thought the living room was much too small. We had a big living room on the North Shore. We could make do with the small galley kitchen and an eating area over by the other window there.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to enlarge the living room, and we thought of spreading out under that porch,
mm-hmm.
closing it in. By the time we'd been here for a few months, we realized that we much preferred coming out on the small deck that was in the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we pushed out the back, mm-hmm. and put this room in about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
a little more. And we use the living room occasionally.
Yeah.
But by and large, we live here.
Yeah, it's so wonderful.
It's very light.
Yeah.
This was just designed by somebody who had just graduated from UBC Architecture.
Okay.
Those services I wouldn't particularly recommend. But then... last year, decided, partly because of my condition, partly because of one of the boys downstairs, that we needed to at least revamp the basement to put in another bathroom and do some other things. And we had an architect named Paula Grossman take a look at things, and Susan said, as long as she's telling us what to do with the basement, why don't we see what she would suggest about using some of the attic space upstairs. There was nothing but attic up there, just a trap door, and there was a fair bit of height, but nothing up there. And Paula, not surprisingly, came up with, she said, it's a wonderful space. You could put two or even three dormers up there and have a really nice area. In fact, you could put a bathroom up there. You could do this. You could do that, whatever. Anyway, we, in the end, decided to scale down our downstairs plans. My parents gave us some money toward it, and we put in upstairs, which is just, we decided not to put in a bathroom. We didn't want to make it too comfortable. But which has a landing and then a bedroom for my youngest son. The older two being downstairs. And we converted his room on this floor to a library. We had books everywhere.
Yeah.
So on your way out, I'd like you to take a peek
around.
Oh, I'd
love to see,
see what Paula did. The library is quite nice, and then upstairs. The upstairs has radically changed in the last month, because Simon's birthday present was a huge game, which fills up the middle of the... We incidentally bought this house partly because of the 60-foot lot, because we knew we'd have to make renovations, expanded. What's behind me is an elevator. So I come and go by the lane, the basement, and then come up here. I can't go upstairs, so I can't take you on the tour.
No, that's right.
I get carried up there occasionally, but I'd like you to see the upstairs.
I can go up, yeah.
One of the nicest, it was sort of a chain of dominoes in the sense that we were going to renovate the basement. Then we added the upstairs, and then since we were going to put in the upstairs, we decided to convert the bedroom on the main floor to a library. So the library was really a complete afterthought, but it's actually a nice room.
Oh, wonderful.
That's the architectural history of the house. It's actually a terrible, it doesn't make any sense for anybody except our family.
Oh, sure.
Because of my situation. Two teenagers downstairs with two bathrooms, a little kid upstairs with six guinea pigs.
Yeah, six guinea pigs. I'm going to see this. I like this kitchen idea too, very nice.
Well, the Lewises put the galley kitchen in. They took a house which I gather had lots of little cubicles in it. The living room they kept more or less intact, but you can see where the end of the galley kitchen is. That this was obviously, I think there was a small kitchen there. There was another room on the right-hand side here. A third room where the upright piano and the table are. And
then
the living room. So they opened it up into, they combined three rooms into a kitchen and dining area, and then we threw this on.
This is great. You can just go around and around. Excellent. So
that's it.
That's good. Then let's have a